Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about GPS fusion, the Steele dossier, and the role of the Senate judiciary in the investigation of Russian influence in the presidential election? Let's go in depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Dr. Bob, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Senator?
Very good. Very good.
Well, you're top of the news cycle again in your role as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, all by happenstance. You know, one thing, because we ran into some information on classified classified information that raised some questions. And I suppose another one because of what Senator Feinstein did yesterday that kind of violated an agreement she and I had that I said I wouldn't release anything without her approval. She went ahead on her own, but it isn't going to hurt our working relationship because just yesterday, and I don't know the names of the people involved, but we cooperated with her arranging interviews with two witnesses that she wants. Not necessarily we thought were so important, but we worked with her to do that. So we're going to continue our bipartisan investigation.
And you're referring to the bipartisan investigation your committee is doing, looking into allegations regarding President Trump and the Russians.
Yes, but you know we go where when you get digging into stuff, you know, for instance, we got into some of this stuff and we found out about Fusion GPS being involved, and that brings up something that needs to be found when you're looking at Trump and Russia. You run into the fact that you know, these emails of FBI agents raise questions, and then that broadens the investigation to other things. So I think I'd narrow it down to answer your question, bottom line, that we're doing oversight of the Department of Justice, the FBI, for investigations involving two administrations and both political parties.
Can you explain to me why Feinstein released the documents, and why didn't you want those released?
Well, I didn't want them released then. They would have been released eventually, but we had, for instance, in my particular case, we had at least one more witness that we wanted to touch base with before we finished that particular part of it that would have released those transcripts. And I've said all along we're going to be releasing them, but you do it at the proper time, and you got to do it with some redactions, and she did some redactions. But you don't know whether those redactions were enough to protect people. And more importantly, if they were released because of Fusion GPS writing the article in the New York Times, then it raises the question, why didn't he come to our committee for an open hearing to begin with? We had the closed hearing that ended up in the transcript at his request. We withdrew the subpoena for him because he wanted to appear voluntarily. And he said if he was subpoenaed and appeared before a committee last summer, that he was going to plead the fifth on everything so we wouldn't get any information. So then you understand why behind the closed door by Feinstein and Grassley people asking the questions was better than not getting any information at all. And then when he doesn't want to be public, then he goes public through the New York Times asking that this be released. I said, in return, if you want to tell your story to the entire committee, you can come back before the committee. But he didn't want to do that. So I suppose she released it because of what Simpson wanted done.
Well, there's also a suggestion that she released it because you and Lindsey Graham sort of broke away from the from the rest of the committee by suggesting to the Justice Department that there be an investigation into Christopher Steele, who was the investigator, the former British intelligence officer that compiled the dossier. And I guess I have to ask, why did you do that rather than going along with the whole committee?
Well, first of all, it's apples and oranges, because this transcript is from an interview that we had on a whole different subject, whereas the information for the referral comes from classified information separate from my reading it, but she had access to the same information, and I suppose it boils down to something pretty simple. We know that Flynn is being prosecuted because he lied to the FBI, so we see classified information that implies that Steele lied or told a different story. We can't draw a final conclusion on that, but we felt that it was enough evidence of a possibility of a crime that we need to refer it to the FBI for further investigation. And, of course, if the FBI decides that there shouldn't be a prosecution, there's nothing we can do about it because the Congress can't prosecute. So it's a whole different source of information and a whole different, in other words, not a legitimate comparison. Our referral doesn't require anyone else's approval. The transcript included work from both offices.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Some people were thinking that by you and Lindsey Graham suggesting there be an investigation into Steele, it was protecting President Trump rather than trying to get at the truth, and that the center of this is really something very serious as to whether or not, as Steele suggests, that the Russians have blackmail information on President Trump. I sort of understand why people think that you're protecting Trump, but I'd ask you to address that.
First of all, I have no desire to protect Trump. If you look at all of my oversight, and you've been around long enough to know my history, so I don't have to tell you like I have to tell a lot of young journalists that for 35 years I've been doing oversight, and I've got a good reputation of attacking both Republican and Democrats if I think that they're wrong. But getting back to answering your question, I think it refers to the fact that this investigation and whether or not anybody can step into it, the only person that could step into it, it isn't a Senator Grassley or even the Senate Judiciary Committee, it's only the president if he fired Mueller. And the president isn't going to fire Mueller. If he did, it would be a mistake. And so Mueller is the one that's going to finally make this decision about if something's wrong. And I think maybe I ought to explain that referring something is like you see something or you say something and you hear it, and it ought to be followed up on. Now, the other aspect, and I'm not really answering a question you asked, but I'd like to speak to it, and that is you always hear on television about a possible conspiracy of Republicans. I can tell you that I have never been involved in one conversation with a colleague or anybody else that somehow we ought to stop this investigation. And I don't think I've even been asked by the press out here that bothers us every 5 minutes that question. So if you take my word for it, there may be such a conspiracy going on, but I know nothing about it, and I don't believe it's going on.
Okay, so if I get this right, you just pointed out that because of confidential documents, national security documents that you've seen, you think that there may have been a reason to investigate Steele because there's the potential he lied to the FBI, and that's sort of been elevated to seen as part of you wanting to derail the true investigation when that isn't the case at all.
I should say yes to that. It's as simple as running on to a possible crime, and if you know about a possible crime, shouldn't you report it for investigation?
Yes.
is pretty narrow compared to the whole thing. It's really narrow. It's just as narrow as Flynn lying to the FBI. That's only a very, very small part of the entire Russian interference in our election.
The Trump thing aside for a second, are we dealing deeply enough with the broader issues of the Russians interfering with our election? I don't see President Trump having any inclination whatsoever to look into this. Well, the rest of us are out here concerned about the integrity of our voting system.
Let's answer that two ways. And the integrity of our voting system is the issue. So I'm glad you mentioned that. A lot of people see this as just anti-Trump stuff, but you see it the way it should be seen. So then I think there's two things. One, you may think that Trump is misleading. You may think he doesn't know all the facts, but you got to give some point of view to what he might know that we don't know, and he maybe really believes that he, for sure, or his family, almost for sure, and maybe the people working for him a little less sure, but he may sincerely believe that that there's been no collusion. On the other hand, it doesn't matter what he believes. We've got laws that have to be enforced, and Congress has power of oversight, and we have a special counsel appointed. These processes have to go forward and let the facts speak for themselves.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Do you think, based upon what you know, and in your heart, your logic, everything you've got working on this, do you think President Trump truly has something to worry about because of something he, his company, or his family did?
Well, I really shouldn't even answer that question until Mueller reports. The FBI investigation, to some extent, would go back before the election, and then we've had Mueller since May. I haven't seen anything published. It doesn't mean that it isn't there, but I haven't seen anything to back up the accusations that they made an impact on our election. There's no doubt that they were trying to influence the election, but in the end, there's no evidence that they have. But don't forget, it's typical of Russia to do what they're doing anyway. I mean, they did it in France. They did it in Germany. They did it in the Netherlands. I don't know if they did it in England. And that's just recently that they did it. But there's been a whole disinformation program within the Russian government back under the Soviets. So it's kind of characteristic of it. So I think you got to kind of conclude it's an ongoing investigation. We need to follow the facts and not jump to conclusions. So I should have probably said that your question was premature, but I think I more or less said that.
Let's take some time and let you tell our listeners today what you think some of the major accomplishments that you all have been able to achieve over the past year.
New Supreme Court justice, more circuit court justices on the job than any president in the history of since we've had circuit courts. It goes back to 1891. A bill dealing with, and remember that what I said about judges is in their first year that record was broken. Then we got more action on opioids. We had great success on deregulation, Congress passing 14 or 15 rescissions. Only time that's been successful is going way back to 2001 when we did it just with one rule. The president not issuing a new rule every day like Obama did, bringing certainty to the economy, and probably rescinding more regulations than any other president. Of course, a lot of them probably should have been rescinded by even Democrat presidents. And then don't forget the big victory just before Christmas at tax reform. One of the regulations getting rid of was Waters of the U.S. You know what a controversial thing that was. and then the Elder Justice Bill that we have had, and then we've had, let's see, we shouldn't forget more money to strengthen our military, and we do have Armed Services reauthorization passed. For me, a big victory was, although my name's not on the bill the president signed, but I was on the same bill, or in the Senate. It was actually the House bill that passed, but Senator Warren, who probably you'd think I'd never join with on anything because she's so liberal, but she and I passed the hearing aid bill so that presently the hearing aids, only one out of seven people have hearing problems, can afford them. So we got this bill passed so FDA can approve cheaper hearing aids so the other six out of seven that can't afford these expensive hearing aids can get them. I suppose there's other things I should have. I should always carry around with me a list of what I consider the accomplishments of last year. So I was thinking of them as we went along. I don't have such a list in front of me.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.